I like the way you cook, the whole production and how you serve it up. The whole seduction of the color and the smell, the presentation, the texture on the tongue. I get impatient to taste a little more, little more, little more, a little more.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Roasting Company. Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. And now it's time for Foodie Friday. Our guest today is KTOO's digital media editor, Ryan Cunningham. He's been researching Juno's takeout and delivering options. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Good to talk to you, Scott.
It is good.
Been seeing you in a while.
I haven't seen you either. And even as coworkers, we are demonstrating social distancing. You are at home right now, is that right? Or somewhere, not in the studio.
That's right. I'm at home. I'm just sitting on my futon with my laptop on my lap and just hanging out with my tortoise. I have a pet tortoise. I should probably explain that.
What's your tortoise's name?
Name is Titan, which is it's a blanket word for hope.
Oh, all right.
It's actually kind of a funny story. I just bought him on Saturday because I thought I could use a friend maybe that can't leave my apartment for a while. So went into Petco and got a tortoise.
All right. Well, I can picture you and Titan. Am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah, you got it.
All right, there in your apartment. And I understand you've been doing some research about Juno's takeout and delivery options. I'd love to learn more. What have you learned so far?
Yeah, so just a little background. On Wednesday, effective at 5 p.m. this week, the state mandated that all restaurants and bars could no longer do dine-in service, which is a huge disruption for a lot of businesses around town. But they can still offer takeout and delivery. And so Rasha McChesney, our daily news editor, had this great idea that, you know, we could reach out to local restaurants and food service places and figure out what services they're providing until April 1st when the mandate is due to expire. So we asked a bunch of restaurants, and about a few dozen responded and sent information for how you can order food from those places. So if you go to ktoo.org/foodguide, you can look at the complete guide. I just put it together. I'm sure there are little tweaks I'd like to make, and if you're one of the businesses on the list and I made a mistake, please let me know. My email address is ryanc@ktoo.org.
All right. Can you give us a few highlights?
Oh, sure. Yeah. We got all your Juno favorites.
What do you want?
Have joined the conference.
We got Friesen, Bullwinkles, Copa, Heritage Coffee. I'm just scrolling down and reading as we go. Mari Sol, Mikasa, McGivney's, Saffron, TK McGuire's, Northern Tea House, Sandpiper, Devil's Hideaway, Bee's Cellar Door, et cetera. They're all there. And if your business isn't on the list and you'd like to add it, there's a link to a form at the bottom of the guide. Just scroll down all the way to the bottom, click on the link, and fill out the form, and we'll add you.
And have you noticed, are more people starting to offer delivery, or are most of these just available for pickup?
There are some places that already offer delivery and are continuing to do so. There are other restaurants, I think, that have started to offer delivery that didn't before. A lot of places are offering takeout, so you can walk in and place an order, or call ahead and place an order and then go pick it up. Some places are even offering to bring the food directly out to your car, so you don't even have to get out of your car. You can just call ahead, order your food, and then just park at the curb, and they'll walk it out to you.
All right. Can you give us, I'll link to it from our Juno Afternoon page, but can you give us the link to this page once more, please?
Yeah, that link again is ktoo.org/foodguide. Just think, if you're hungry, you want food, and if you need a guide, you look at the food guide. ktoo.org/foodguide.
Thank you, Ryan.
That was the worst way to try to remember that. But
before we go, you're also the author of The Signal. It's the KTOO newsletter. How can one subscribe to that if they haven't already?
You can go to ktoo.org/thesignal. It's a weekly email newsletter. It's just kind of a roundup of all the news from the past week. And it goes out on Tuesdays at noon. You can also see past editions of the newsletter at that link. That's ktoo.org/thesignal.
Cool. And then check out ktoo.org/foodguide. Ryan Cunningham, I appreciate your time today. Before we go, any culinary inspiration for us this weekend? Anything fun that you're going to be trying?
Well, you asked me to provide a recipe before we agreed to do this. So I'm the terrible cook, but I wanted to offer something. So I just want to say I make a lot of box mac and cheese. My pro recommendation, you know, get some frozen vegetables, heat them up in the microwave, mix them into the box mac and cheese. I like cut green beans, maybe some cauliflower. That is about as sophisticated as I get in the kitchen. So,
and do you cook those?
A hot tip for all your listeners.
Do you cook those separately and then mix them at the end, or is there a special way to do it?
I cook them separately. I'm sure you could do either way, but I don't want to. I'll stop short of making that recommendation because I don't want to. I don't want to cause any stomach aches.
Ryan Cunningham, Foodie Friday today, mac and cheese and frozen vegetables, and check out the new food guide, ktoo.org/foodguide. Ryan Cunningham, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, Scott. Good to talk.
Yep. Stay well.